This next section of tapping is so important to clear specific memories you have of what someone might have said to you, a parent, a coach, someone in your community, that would make you believe, I'm not enough. That would make you believe that's true. Now, it's important to know that you may have several of these. You may have 4, 5, 10, 11, 100 times that people said something nasty to you that convinced you or reinforced this belief, I'm not enough. Okay? Some of you will have very few. Others of you, you just feel like it was your whole life. It's what your parents or somebody said to you all the time. So it's hard to differentiate one particular time. When we want to do really effective tapping, really effective EFT, the target needs to be very, very specific. And our target needs to be an emotion, right? One of the feelings, hurt, mad, sad, upset, resentful. An emotion, a symptom, something that you're feeling in your body, a limiting belief, I believe I'm not good enough, or the memory of an event. So what we're going to talk about here is not yet do the events, we're going to get to that, but we're going to talk about the actual words that were spoken to you. And of course, they will be tied to the memory of an event, but this is going to be a wonderful clearing for all of you. So even though you may have dozens of these, dozens of times that someone said something to you that reinforced or taught you, I'm just not enough, I want you to think of one that just happens to be standing out right now for no particular reason. Maybe it's the biggie for you. Maybe it's just one particular time. And think about what they said to you. I know this can be painful for some of you, but for many of you, but we're going to do the tapping to release it. So I want you to think of what they said to you in this one instance. Okay, think of what someone said that was evidently hurtful and communicated to you, you're not enough. So maybe they said, you know, maybe a parent said, you'll never amount to anything. Maybe a parent said, oh, there you go again, you never do it right. Maybe you were told you were a failure. Maybe you were told quite directly, you're not enough. See, it's often indirect. You end up with the belief that you're not enough and you feel inadequate or less than, but you weren't told in words, you're inadequate or less than. You were told in other sentences, other forms of talking and treating you that communicated the same message. So I want you to think of one of these big times that stands out when we're talking about this, the I'm not enough, when you're listening to this program. Okay, think of the words exactly. What did they say? Okay, where were you when they said it? I'm sure you know. Maybe you were in your home, in the kitchen. Maybe you were in the backyard. Maybe you were in the car. Okay. What was their tone of voice? I want you to relive it while we're tapping because that will surely clear it out more thoroughly. And that's what we want to do because it's very painful whether we're consciously remembering these times that someone criticized us or not. They're in our system. They're operating. It's a background program that's operating all the time, which is why you walk around behaving as if you're not enough, acting as if you're not enough, thinking, believing, and feeling, I'm not enough. So you've thought of one time, just think of one time, okay, where someone important in your life, if it wasn't someone who was important, excuse me, if it wasn't someone who was important, it wouldn't have had an effect on you. So you're thinking of this important person and what exactly they said to you. Now, since I don't have the exact words for you, what I want you to do is think of those words and I want you to repeat them out loud. You're not enough. Oh, you never do anything right. You're so inadequate. You're stupid. What did they say? And I want you to think of the words. I want you to say it out loud in their tone of voice. And then I want you to measure how awful that feels to you on the 0 to 10 point scale. How upsetting, how distressing that feels to you when you say their words out loud that they had said to you at whatever age this is. This is why I want you to pick just one. Okay? Measure how upsetting it is, I'm sure it is, on the 0 to 10 point scale, and we're going to start tapping, okay? I'm sorry to make you feel this way, to relive it, but we need to in order to release this. Karate chop point, repeat after me. Even though I remember when they said those words, and I thought they were right, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway. Even though I remember when they said I wasn't enough, and I was convinced they were right, I deeply and profoundly love and accept who I am. Even though I can't forget those words that they said, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself. Now go to the eyebrow point. I thought they were right. Side of the eye. The words still sting. Under the eye. I was convinced they were right. Under the nose, I remember when they used those words. Chin point, I remember what they said to me. Collarbone, I know exactly where I was when they said it to me. Under the arm, I can still feel it stinging now. Top of the head, I remember what they said and where I was. Good, go right back to the eyebrow point. We'll do another quick round. Eyebrow. I remember when they said those words. Side of the eye, it was really painful. Under the eye, it was humiliating. Under the nose, and I got the message. Chin point, it felt terrible. Collarbone, and I can still hear it in my mind. Under the arm, I can still hear those words being said to me. Top of the head, I know exactly where I was when they told me I wasn't enough. Good. Take a deep breath. Hopefully that's taken a good edge off. So I want you to go back to that specific event, the specific words that they said to you. Say the words out loud again. You'll never amount to anything, or you're just stupid, or you're not like the others, or you're just not enough. Hear the tone of voice, say it out loud as if you're the person, the authority figure who is saying it to you, and measure it again on the 0 to 10 point scale. How upsetting to you is it now? Say the words in the tone of voice. We want to get this out of you. We want to release it and eliminate it from all of the cells in your body, all the cellular memory, your mind, your thought. So write down your new number, hopefully most of you, the charge, the unpleasant, upsetting feeling, the distress you feel and you felt when you first repeated those words has gone down. Okay, that's what we want to do. We can't change what happened. We don't change that person that you cared about or the authority figure said something nasty to you, criticized you, communicated to you in no uncertain terms that you're not enough, but we can take the charge and the sting off and start to collapse this belief that you've been carrying around for decades. Okay? Hopefully, most of you, the number's gone down. It's still true. They still said it. You may even still be able to hear the words in that tone of voice. Okay? It's like a mini trauma. And we're going to tap on that again. So go right back to the karate chop point. And repeat after me. Even though I remember exactly what they said to me, and it really hurt, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway. Even though I remember the exact words they said to me, and I was convinced I wasn't enough, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway. Even though I remember when and where I was when they told me that I was no good, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway. Good. Now go to the eyebrow point. I know exactly where I was when they said it. Side of the eye. I know exactly how I felt when they said those words. Under the eye. I can still hear those words. Under the nose. And I know what they meant to me. Chin point. I can still hear those words. Collarbone. It was a long time ago. Under the arm. But I can still hear those words. Top of the head. I can hear them telling me that I wasn't enough. Go back to the eyebrow. I know exactly where I was when they said it. Side of the eye, I know how I felt, and it was awful. Under the eye, I can't believe they said it to me. Under the nose, and it wasn't the only time. Chin point, it was so critical. Collarbone, and unfortunately, I believed it. Under the arm, that crushing feeling. Top of the head, I remember how it felt when they communicated that I wasn't enough. Good, take a deep breath. Good. Now I want you to go back. Say the words again out loud, this one time you're thinking of, where you hear the voice, the tone of voice, you know who it is, you know what they said to you. Say it out loud, whether it's you're just not enough, or you're a loser, or you're stupid, or you just don't know what you're doing. Say it out loud in their tone of voice, and measure how upsetting it feels to you now. It's still true. We can't change what happened. We cannot change that they said it. But we want to take that charge down so that it doesn't operate inside of you the way it has been for decades. Measure it again, that upset feeling, 0 to 10. Hopefully, for most of you, it's gone down yet again. And while you know it's still true, you know it happened, you don't feel the same about it. You can say the words, you can repeat it, you know what happened. You know how they were looking at you when they said it. You know the tone of voice, but it just doesn't have the same feeling attached to it. It doesn't have the same emotion when you think of it now. And that's what we're doing, is we're reducing this leftover charge from childhood where someone hurt you, criticized you, judged you in ways that led you to believe in every cell of your body that the truth was, you're not enough. Now, that's not the truth, but I can't talk you out of it when you have a strong belief. We need to go into the body, mind, and the energy system and release it and relieve it on that level. Talking about it isn't going to do any good. Telling you that the person didn't know what they were talking about doesn't do any good. And those of you that are practitioners or coaches or therapists may have tried that once or a few times in your life, and you know it doesn't stick. It has no place to land when the person has this deep, deep belief. So take a deep breath again. Say the words out loud again. Our target statement is actually words from another person. Say them out loud in the same tone of voice and measure how you feel. You might be coming up with some new insights. You might be rearranging what happened in your mind and saying, no, wait a minute, that just doesn't quite feel right. You might be having cognitive shifts about how true it is and the value of you and what they were thinking. Now, for some of you, it may have felt like a trauma if the person was yelling at you. Now, usually when our loved ones or caretakers are yelling at us, we do have a bit of that trauma response, which is that you freeze in the moment. And that makes the words go in even deeper because you download them right into your cells. You have no time or space or place to process them. So many of you are processing this more and more, even as I'm talking. And even if your number went up, that's okay. It means we're on the right target. And what I would recommend is that you listen to this part of the recording again and take the next set of words. What else did someone say to you? It's unlikely that people feel that they're not enough from one particular time that someone said something. It's usually more chronic, or it's a few times, or one person in particular. You had a teacher or a coach or a parent or an older sibling who kept repeating the same message to you. So remember, the words are less important than the message you got. So the message you got was that you're not enough. And that's what you have brought forward into your adult life, and that is what is contaminating, with its toxicity, contaminating your personal life, your professional life, your financial abundance, your self-esteem, how you view the world, and how you interact. So I do recommend that you listen to this part of the recording again and use a different set of words, a different time when someone said something to you. Now, why do I separate the voice and the tone and the words from the actual event? I'm going to move on to the next section and talk about working with old events. Because what is more important to us than the sound? The sound, words are left ringing in our heads. It's very hard to release that. So it's a very important component of specific old events where we were somehow taught or told that we're not enough. Okay, so keep tapping on this, put in your own words, change it around, but you've got the template now to tap specifically for something that someone said to you that clearly communicated you are not enough and you are not valued. Great work. So let's move on to the next segment.